Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Crisis Situations and Interruptions. There never was a crisis situation that Jesus couldn't handle. In Matthew 9:18, it says, while he spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshipped him, saying, my daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live. Jesus here was faced with a crisis situation. In the parallel passages found in Mark 5:23 and Luke 8:42, we are told that initially this ruler's daughter was dying, but then in short order a report came saying that she had died. So, as Jesus went to deal with the crisis situation, he is suddenly interrupted by another crisis situation. Matthew 9:19-20. So Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And suddenly, a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years, that's a crisis, a blood flow for 12 years, came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. Jesus and his disciples arose to follow the ruler to go to his home, when suddenly Jesus sensed a special touch on the hem of his garment. This was an interruption. The ruler had desperately asked Jesus to come in hopes that Jesus could heal his dying daughter. Jesus had immediately set out to come and help. And then this interruption. Put yourself in the place of this father. You can imagine this interruption must have been frustrating. I'm sure he thought, time is of the essence. That's not only true in real estate, but also in matters of health. But yet God is sovereign over timing, including interruptions. William MacDonald says, quote, Jesus was never annoyed by such interruptions. He was always poised, accessible, and approachable. End of quote. Once again, Matthew does not give much detail, but rather summarizes the account. This was not just a matter of this woman quietly coming up behind Jesus and touching his garment. Rather, Jesus was in the context of a jostling crowd. We read in Luke 8:45 and 46, Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, who touched me? But Jesus said, somebody touched me, for I perceive power going out from me. The question of Jesus, who touched me, seemed ridiculous to Peter because, as he points out, Jesus was being touched by many people in the press of the crowd. But Jesus knew someone had touched him in a special way because he sensed power going out of him. Evidently, Jesus knew who it was because Luke 8:47 says, now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Understand why she came secretly from behind in a hidden sort of way. It was illegal for her to be out in public touching anyone, according to Jewish law. She was ceremonially unclean because of her bleeding. Leviticus 15:25, if a woman has a discharge of blood for many days other than at the time of her customary impurity, or if it runs beyond her usual time of impurity, all the days of her unclean discharge shall be as in the days of her customary impurity. She shall be unclean. This woman was basically untouchable. No one could touch her. She could not worship at the temple. To enter the temple unclean called for 40 lashes or perhaps being stoned. According to Mark, she had spent all of her money on doctors and was no better. She had basically lost everything, her health, her social networking, family care, religious interaction, financial security. It was all gone. It's interesting to note the contrast of the two people seeking healing from Jesus in this account. Jairus was a man of great esteem in the religious community, while this woman had no standing or resources. He was a synagogue leader. She could not even attend worship services. The girl had been healthy for 12 happy years with her family, but this woman had just lived 12 miserable years, perhaps ostracized from her family. The situation of Jairus was public, but hers was private. Again, we see Jesus is for everyone, the high and the lowly, the well-known, the unknown. Jesus is for everyone. And everyone faces hurting times. Everyone needs Jesus. On the way to help the prominent leader, Jesus allowed himself to be interrupted by an illegal sort of way by an anonymous woman with no prestige. I like that about Jesus. He doesn't just cater to important people, but is there for the so-called nobodies. The woman hurting so bad for so long pinned all of her hopes on Jesus. Matthew 9:21, for she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. Many commentators think that the hem of his garment was probably one of the tassels attached to the outer cloak prescribed to be worn by Jews, as seen in Numbers 15 and Deuteronomy 22. These tassels served to constantly remind the Jews of their holy calling. This woman thought within herself, if she could only make contact with Jesus, in the sense of just touching the edge of his garment, she would be made well. Matthew 9:22. But when Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter, your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. Again, both Mark and Luke add more detail. After she touched the garment, Luke 8:44 says, immediately her flow of blood stopped. When Jesus looked around to see who had done this, he said, who touched me? And then she confessed it was her and said what had happened. Jesus then said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. Indeed, this is the good cheer she had been seeking for 12 long years. When all seemed hopeless, Jesus came into her life and healed her. Jesus called her daughter, which was an affectionate parental term, indicating she was now part of Christ's family. Her faith not only brought physical healing, but perhaps brought her into the family of God if she was not a true believer before this. The language here is interesting. Made you well is literally saved you. When Paul uses the verb, it usually means being rescued from the eternal consequences of sin. And Matthew uses it this way, but here it may mean little more than God delivering her from her physical condition. This is a quote from the Moody Bible Commentary. Well, in this instance, we see Jesus dealt with the individual need based on individual faith. Jesus clearly made her well, but it was based on her faith. It has been pointed out that Jesus did not think in terms of crowds, but rather in terms of individual men and women. Jesus deals with people individually. By way of application, Jesus saves people, and he does this on the basis of personal faith. People do have to personally believe, and yet even that does not happen in a vacuum apart from God's working in their heart. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.